This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim. We have a major topic today regarding Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Amar Beis tells us a story. We're going to read it quickly inside, and we're going to see what are the applications for the modern-day applications of this. I would like to give a word of introduction that if you have strong feelings about this subject because you belong to a certain group, then I would just either strongly recommend you listen to a different share, or you allow yourself to look at this subject in a unbiased way. We're learning it as a sugya like any other sugya in Shas. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Yud Amar Beis, Rab Zera hava kamishtamet mineid Rab Yehuda. Rab Zera slipped away from Rab Yehuda. Debay lemesak l'Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zera wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Amar Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda said, "Kala oila mi bavel Eretz Yisrael oiver baase. Anyone who goes up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is oiver nase. Shenemar bavelo yuvau v'shama yu. They will be brought to Bavel, and there you will be." Ad yom pakti yosam, until I visit you. Noam Hashem. And Rab Zera didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to enforce that he remain in Bavel, because Rabbi Yehuda held anyone who goes up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is over nase. What did Rab Zera hold? Rab Zera hu b'chle shareis ksev. Rab Zera held those psukim, that pasuk is referring to the sacrificial vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that there's a different pasuk. Hishbati eschem benois Yerushalayim b'tzvois oy ba'ayelois hasada. That pasuk indicates that you cannot go up to Eretz Yisrael. It's not only referring to the vessels. And what did Rab Zera hold? Rab Zera hu shalayalu Yisrael b'chayma. Rab Zera held that is, Klal Yisrael cannot go up b'chayma. Cannot go up b'chayma, meaning, well, Rashi says shalayalu b'chayma means yachad b'yad chazaka. All of Israel together with force. Yachad b'yad chazaka. Fine. And the Gemara says that Rab Zera held you can't all go up by force. Rabbi Yehuda held you can't even go up as an individual. And Rab Zera did not want Rab Yehuda to force that he stay behind in Bavel. But everybody would agree that to go up to Israel by force, together, Biyad Chazaka, would be a violation of these three oaths. The obvious question is, how does that play out in terms of the establishment of what is known as the modern day state of Israel? Was establishing the state a violation of these three oaths? It was not done peacefully. It was done through the War of Independence. Much blood was spilled. It was done through mass immigration. So is that called, is that a violation of Shalayalu Yisrael B'chayma? If it is a violation of the three oaths, the question would be, may one participate in the activities of such a state that was formulated through the violation of these three oaths? This is not a political subject, this is a halachic subject. Okay, so what I would like to bring to your attention to you is 10 or 11 approaches of halachically, how could there be a state, a modern state, whether it's a religious state or an irreligious state, but a state it is. Is the creation of a state the violation of this? I would like to share with you 10 or 11 approaches in the Achronim of, so to speak, how to circumvent these oaths. As it is well known, one of the great Admoirim strongly maintained that the establishment of the state was a violation of these oaths. That was the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe in a number of his works. And I want to show you today what many of the Achronim hold about this subject. I actually gave this shiur in two parts about, 13 or 15 years ago. And now I would like to revisit it, but just, so to speak, chapter headings. Really, it requires many hours. The first collection of sources is in a Sefer La'ar HaHalacha of Reb Zevin. Rabbi Yosef Shlaima Zevin, and he wrote a Sefer Ar HaHalacha. Why? And he has an essay of why the establishment of the state was not considered a violation of these oaths. The first one was Hagoyin Hatzadik Hareva Misachachav. Now, my family comes from Sachachav. Definitely, if there's any city that I stem from, it would definitely be Sachachav. My grandmother was the daughter of the last Rav of Sachachav, and I believe her father was a student of the son of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer wrote like this, Amar al Iker HaShvois Halalu. By the way, the Gemara listed three oaths. One oath was Shelo Yalu B'chayma, we would not forcibly go up to Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Shelo Yimradu B'mois Ha'olam, we would not rebel against the nations of the world. And number three, Shelo Yishtabdu Es Yisrael Yosemidai, that the nations of the world swore they would not enslave us excessively. So, first of all, the Avnei Nezer, which is found in a tshuva in Yeradei Simon Taf Nun Dalet, really, it's worthwhile to see it inside. But for the sake of time, I just want to give you, so to speak, the chapter headings. In Ois Taf Nun Dalet, in Simon Taf Nun Dalet, it's in Ois Mem Beis, Mem Dalet, through Mem Zayin. He says like this. Normally, he says, Ma koichan o ma gidran, what is the force of such a shvua? What are the parameters? V'chol shvua, hi sha adam nishba. Every shvua is a man swears. Oisha acherim mashvinoi, so others make them swear. V'hu mekabel as ha-shvua, and the recipient accepts it. Uchmai ha-shvua shal ha-grizim ha-reval, shekasa v'anu kol ha-am v'amru amin. So now, who exactly swore? When we have this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hishbati, Hishbati Eschem. What do you mean, Hishbati Eschem? If it was through Shlomo HaMelech that he said it, Baruch HaKodesh, so then he should have gathered all of Israel, that they should be Mekabel the Shvua, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. I mean, what are you going to say? Did an event take place that God made the Jewish people swear they would not go up to the land of Israel? Davnei Nezer says, we don't find historically that Hashem gathered, that Shlomo gathered the Jewish people. Because of this and from other proofs, these oaths mean God made the Jewish souls take us a shvua upstairs in the Shemayim. Like it says in the Zohar that the Benois Yushalayim are the Neshamas of the Tzadikim. It's similar to when God makes the soul take an oath before the soul is born. Swear you're going to be a Tzadik and you're not going to be a Rasha. You know about that Gemara Nida? Before a person is born, every person takes an oath. Swear you're going to be a Tzadik and you're not going to be a Rasha. But nevertheless, even though God made every soul swear they'll be a Tzadik and won't be a Rasha, He also imposed the Shvu on them in this world, on Har Sinai, that they have to be Mekabel the Torah. Why? Why did God have to make the Jewish people swear again? The answer is because a Shvu in the Shamayim has no halachic reality. Ki al Shvuas ha-neshama lo yhoyu ne'enoshim ha-yu o'ivim al Shvua. A Shvu on the soul would not incur punishment. V'yavkan in ha-shvua l'neshama chala al aguf. Says Avnei Nezer, the fact that our souls swore we wouldn't go up to Israel, great, but that's not binding on our bodies. Reb Zevin says, V'ani Moisef, that a shvua is not chal on kiyam ha-mitzvah, because we're mujba v'oymed mehar Sinai. This is a shvua klalis of Klal Yisrael. Why don't we say, question, when God made us swear that we be a shvua, that we have to, that God made us swear we would be a tzaddik and not a rasha, why is that shvua chal? But aren't we mujba v'oymed? In other words, like this. The Gemara says that if you take a shvua to mekayim a mitzvah, it's not chal, because we already swore on Har Sinai, that's the Gemara Nadar, we'll see that in about 2 months, that if you swear to take a lulav and esrog, it's not chal, you already swore on Har Sinai, you're going to take a lulav and esrog. Question, why did the Gemara say you already swore in Har Sinai? Why didn't the Gemara say you already swore that you'd be a tzaddik and you wouldn't be a rasha? The answer is because that shvua is not binding. It's only chal on the soul, but it would not be binding on the guf. So the first approach is that yes, there are oaths that we swore we wouldn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, but it's a spiritual oath. It does not have halachic restriction. It does not bind our body, only our soul, and therefore it's not brought into the halachic arena. Okay, so that's the first approach of the Avnei Nezer. Another approach is the Maral of Prague. The Maral learns in this Gemara that these oaths are, look at number 21 in the Netzach Yisrael, Shashem Yisbarach Gazar Davar Ze Al Yisrael Sheyu Begolos Tachas Rishus Omis. God decreed, and God decreed that we would not rebel against the nations of the world. These are not oaths, these are decrees. These are decrees. Question. By the way, we have the manuscript of the Maral on his Agados on Ksubis. There he says, "Mibnei zehayu gimel shvuos kiloimar gimel gezerois, gimel gezerois." Question. Okay, it's a gezerah. Are we obligated to be mekayim a gezerah? I have a question. Let's say God decreed in this week's parasha, "Bezeas apecha teichalechem." You have to work hard. So you're now to turn on the air conditioner because God's decreed that we have to sweat. Is there a mitzvah to sweat when you go to work because God decreed it? You have no obligation to fulfill decrees. In fact, if you win the lottery, do you have to return the money because God decreed you have to sweat for your parnasa? No, you're allowed to keep the money. These are decrees. But if you could get around them, of course you can and should. I mean, it's a decree that we won't be zoicha to have Eretz Yisrael. But if you could get it, of course you can. And then you should, and then you have to. These are not oaths. The word oath, the Maral says, doesn't mean shvua. It means gezerah. Question. Someone's about to die. So you should let them die because God decreed that everyone should die one day? No. You're obligated to go against that gezerah. The gezerah is God's business. Your business is to keep the guy alive. So God swore we wouldn't have Eretz Yisrael. God decreed, but if you could get it, your business is to get it. That's another approach Reb Zevin brings based on the Maral in the Netzach Yisrael, and based on in Netzach Yisrael, he interprets it as gezerois. In the newly found manuscript of the Maral on Ksubis, there he says, Shavuos Kalaimar Gezerois. That's the second approach.
I mean, how does this sound fit with the Shakling Tarah, the Gemara? It's clearly Reb Yehuda held that it's usher to go. And even Reb Zeira was saying it's only the individuals, but as a nation, it's so usher.
So you're saying that obviously Reb Yehuda held that it was binding, or even the first approach, right? That it's a shvuah on the neshama, okay? But Rabbi Yehuda held it was binding. Rabbi Yehuda held it was binding. Okay. I hear it. It's a valid point. You know, to say that Reb Zeira really held it was not binding for these reasons, but he didn't want to argue on Reb Zeira, argue on Reb Yehuda, doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he only argued in that it's only Shalayalu B'chayma, but as an individual you could go, but as a tzibur you're not allowed to. Okay. Here's another approach. We have a letter that Reb Meir Simcha of Divinsk wrote in responds to the Balfour Declaration of 1917, and maybe it was read in San Remo in Italy. The letter says, "Amnam ke'es hasiba ha'hashkacha asher be'asafas ha'mamlachos hana'oros b'San Remo nitan sav asher eretz Yisrael tiel am Yisrael." So the enlightened nations decreed that the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. V'kiven shesar pachad ha'shvuos, and since the fear of the shvuos has departed. Now here, it's an interesting lashon that Reb Meir Simcha Devinsky used. He doesn't call the shvuos nisr. It's more like a fear that God said if we violate them, He's rendering us hefker. But now that we don't have to worry about it, so almost from Reb Meir Simcha, you see, it wasn't an isser. It was just a frightening prediction of what could happen if we violate it. But anyway, Reb Meir Simcha says, with the permission of the governments, so now, Uvarishya and Hamalachim, Kama mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Sheshkula keneged kol mitzvah shebatayra, l'mekoyma. Now the mitzvah d'oraisa to settle Eretz Yisrael is returned. Umitzvah al kol ish l'sayeya b'chol yecholtoy l'kayim mitzvah zu. It's a mitzvah on every person to support with all of his ability to mekayim this mitzvah. So this is another approach Reb Zevin brings, that this letter became public by Reb Raviner in his biography on Reb Meir Simcha. And one of the lines is that in the aftermath of the Balfour Declaration, so it's no longer considered b'choyma. B'choyma, Rashi said, yachad b'chazaka, by force. It's no longer by force. So that's a third approach, that after the Balfour Declaration, and certainly after the United Nations recognized the state, there's no longer a violation. A fourth approach is together with the two, this is what Reb Zevin offers, together with the two shvuos, God also made the nations of the world swear that they would not subjugate us too much. When they violated their end, and there's no question they did, so then all bets are off. By the way, the stipler in the Igra, the Krina de Igarta, dealing with the issue of whether voting in the elections in Israel is considered a violation of these oaths, he says something very important and interesting. He says, the Taina, the Satmar Rebbe, he says he doesn't understand. He said, for sure, when the state was founded, it was not halachic. So he is disagreeing with all four reasons. Meaning, he doesn't agree that it was not binding, like the Avnei Nezer said, it was only on their souls. Or he doesn't agree that to the morale, that it was only a decree, or he doesn't agree that the Balfour Declaration gave us reshus, or that once they violated their end, we could violate our end. The stipler learns that the establishment of the state was indeed a violation of the oaths. But, he says, but now that there is no other ruling party in the state of Israel, then there's no problem voting. In other words, just because the establishment maybe was in violation of the oaths, but once the government is there, then that's the reality, and deal with it. Okay, so those are four approaches. I'm going to briefly share with you a bunch of others. In the Sefer Eima Banim Smecha, Rabbi Sachar Shlomo Teichtal, he brings that, he says, V'al korchach de itois gezerois shani. He says, basically, because of all the tragedies and the persecutions and the pogroms and the devastations that happened to the Jewish people, there's no question that in order to preserve Klal Yisrael, it was permitted. In other words, the circumstances called for creating such a haven, and that would override any binding nature of these oaths. That's what he wrote in the Ema Banam Smecha. Okay, then the Hafla, which is not so well known, the Hafla says something very important. The Hafla says the whole Isser of being Yala L'choyma is only from Bavel and nowhere else. It was limited to going up from Bavel. It's the whole Asay is Kal Ha'ayla Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael Ovir Ba'asay, and the opinion of Reb Zera it was only if you're Yala B'choyma Mi Bavel, but not from other countries, not from Russia, not from America. Here the Hafla says in Ksubis on our blot, L'choyra Ma'ashim Edemai Sikra Kama Bavela Yuvai V'shama Yiyo Okay, so the Hafla learns it's Dafka from Bavel. The Gra on Shir Hashirim says that the Isser of being Yala L'choyma is only if you build the Beis HaMikdash. The prohibition is only if you build a temple. If you don't build a temple, then you're not violating Shalai Yalu L'chaimah. Then you have a Marsha. The Marsha is in Ksubis Kuf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Take a look over. Here, number 8. Ratzalaymer vaday rishus l'chol echad miyisrael lalo yisar tzisrael. The opinion of Reb Zera is any individual could go. Elo shalayalu biyachad biyad chazaka v'livnois lohem choymois Yerushalayim. Layalu b'choyma means to go up and rebuild the walls. But if you don't go up and build the walls, you're not violating Shalayalu L'chaima. Now, the walls of Yerushalayim may have already been built. According to the Marsha, the Isser of Shalayalu L'chaima is, it's not a matter of military might, it's a matter of rebuilding the walls of Yerushalayim. Another Marsha, the Marsha on the page here says that what happened in the times of Koresh? Bahach geula de Koresh lohayu geula klal kiyem oisan shalo berishyain v'adayin hoyu kfufim gamkein mitoch kach yeshu le'alam mitzchus alosh shalo yalo im ezo shadayin lo higi hazman. Then he asks, aye, there's a Gemara in Yuma. Amar le kosanina l'chu shalo yalisem kulchem bimei Ezra. That you were despised because you didn't all go up in the times of Ezra, which implies that the Jewish people in the times of Ezra all needed to go up. So the Gemara in Yuma's mashma, that the reason why Mashiach didn't come in the times of Ezra is because not everyone went up. How many times did we mention that the reason why Ezra penalized the Levium is because the Levium didn't want to go up to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash? So that implies that you could be Oyla L'chaima, says the Marsha. Lav memra psikahi v'agadas chaluka yisein. So that's a machlokes in Shas. There are other Gemaras in Shas that you could be Yala L'chaima. The Gemara in Yuma holds you could be Yala L'chaima. So in other words, this Gemara that's cited, oh, you now to be Oyla L'chaima. Okay, that's Reb Zera's opinion. There's the Gemara in Yuma that just the opposite. The reason, because we were not Ola L'chaima, that's why Mashiach didn't come. That's a ninth approach. You ready for number 10? Number 10's a whopper. The Chida and the Shem HaGdolim brings from Reb Chaim Vital that all of these restrictions were only binding for 1,000 years. After that, all bets are off. The Chida in the Shem HaGdolim in Erech Rebbe Lezer Baal Roikeach says, L'chakira Rishayna HaTshuva Mvayares ki gazra chachmasa yisbarach sheyu elef shanim b'mayim etzeh kedachsiv nesanani shoymema kol hayoyim dava v'hu yoyma shal kodesh baruch hu v'chein amru b'zayar v'meder sheicha v'kama duchti. We only need to be engulfed 1,000 years. 1,000 years are long up. So, after 1,000 years, the oaths were only taken for 1,000 years. Okay? Who does this come from? Reb Chaim Vital himself. Says Reb Chaim Vital, Hishbati, Hishbati Eschem, B'nois Yishalayim, Perish Advarim, Ki Hine Hoysa Shvua Agdoyle Lelekim, Shlo Yairos Hagula. There was a great oath to God that we would not arouse the redemption ad sha'oisa ha'ava tia b'chifetz v'ratzayn toiv, until God brings it himself. But, says Reb Chaim Vital, kfar amru razal, zman ha'shvu hi ad elef shonim, it's only 1,000 years. So that's a good one. No? You're right. You can't go up to Israel by force. Yeah, but we're in the year Tavshin Pehe. We already did the time. Who says that? The Chida, Reb Chaim Vital. And then one more. This is Geshmak. You ready for this? So Reb Zera didn't want to go up. There's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Reb Zera Nafik Le Lashuk LeMizan Mekama. Reb Zera went to the marketplace to, he wanted to buy something. Amar Leila Dain to have a taco. He saw a guy who was weighing, Takal Yos, way good. V'amar Leila, Les Ad Ozo Lun Min Hacha. Get out of here. Bavlaya Di Charven Avase, your fathers destroyed the temple. Bahi Inta Amar Reb Zera, Les Avase Kavasan Dahadain. No, my fathers didn't destroy the temple. He went to the Beis Medrash, Ushma Kaled Reb Shila Yosef Darish, Im Choymohi, Ilu Olu Yisrael Choymah Min Agoyla Loichara Beis HaMikdash Pam Shnia. He heard that the Rebbe was teaching that if the Jewish people would have forced their way up in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, then the second Beis HaMikdash would not have been destroyed. That the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because we were not Oyla B'Choymah. Not everybody came back. Like the Gemara Numa says, Amar Reb Zera said, Yafa Limdani Amaretz, that guy who was weighing in the marketplace, he was right. It's my father's fault that the temple was destroyed because we didn't go up B'choyma. What do you mean? But Reb Zera is the man de Amar. He's the Baal HaMemra, that you're not allowed to be Oyla L'choyma. The answer is, he was the Baal HaMemra. Until this Amma Aretz taught him he was wrong, and he retracted. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says on Daf Pehe, Reb Zera ki havasolik la'ara di Yisrael, Yosef mea tanisa, de l'shtakach Gemara bavlamine. Reb Zera, when he went up there to Israel, he fasted 100 fasts, that he should forget his Babylonian teaching. I mean, you can't help but think, which Babylonian teaching did Reb Zera want to forget? How could you not think he wanted to forget the Babylonian teaching that said he's not allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael? And Shelo Yalu Yisrael L'Chaimah. So, this Medrash and Gemara lends support to the idea that Reb Zera, although at first he said that the oath was Shelo Yalu Yisrael L'Chaimah, he may have retracted that. And indeed, he himself went up, which doesn't show he retracted Shalayalo Yisrael B'choyma, but he did daven, and he did fast and pray that he should forget what he taught in Babel. In any event, these are some of the sources regarding the sugya. So you have the Avnei Nezer who says that it's a spiritual shvua, it's not really binding. You have the Maral who says it's a gezeira. You have the idea of Rameir Simcha. Now, those two reasons Rav Asi pointed out don't really fit into the Gemara. Meaning, all the reasons, right, they don't really fit into the Gemara because Rabbi Zeira didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to keep him there, how could he have kept him there if it's not really binding? You have the reason of Rabbi Meir Simcha, that after the Balfour Declaration we have permission to go up. We have the reason of Rabbi Zevin, that they violated their end. You have the idea that at a time of Tzara it might be different. You have the Hafla, who says that it's only Aser to go up B'chaimah from Bavel. You have the idea of the Gra in Shashirim, that it's only Aser to build the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Marsha, it's only Aser to build the walls. You have the Marsha on our page, that there's a Gemara in Yuma, and it's Agadois Chalukois. You have the Chida in Reb Chaim Vital, that was only binding for 1,000 years. And you have the possibility that Reb Zeira himself, the Baal HaMemra, retracted this teaching. Anyway, everyone should follow the perspectives of their personal Moirei Derech, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zoicha, that Eliyahu HaNavi should be Mevaser, the Gula Shlema, and we should be Zoicha HaRachaman, Hu Yishlach Lanu, Es Eliyahu HaNavi Zochul HaToiv, and HaRachaman, Hu Yerlichenu Koimimios, Hu Yishbar Uleinu Ma'at Savarenu, Vuhu Yerlichenu Koimimios Yartzenu. Have a good day, everyone. So, we're going to try for tonight, okay? If you can. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.